you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, it is official. I am going to publicly, officially put on record that I am ready for summer. It's official. I'm ready for summer. Fred, welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Yes, here we are. It is, of course, Thursday, January the 9th, 2014. Friend, how you doing? So good to be spending some time with you today. And interesting weather here in the last 5 to 7 days, hasn't it? Just cold weather, snow, ice. I mean, freezing weather. In fact, most churches, a lot of churches, in fact, called off services on Sunday morning. And I know our church did on Saturday night. And so my wife and I, for the first time in a very long time, overslept on a Sunday, just lounged around. We didn't even know what to do with ourselves. It just felt so different. So hopefully weather is going to be all good and we'll go back to normal programming, so to speak. But, well, friend, it's so good to catch up with you. I tell you what, I really look forward to our Thursdays together, and I have the unique opportunity, the blessed opportunity, to be on both sides of the radio opportunity, not only to sit behind this microphone, but also call myself a listener of Great News Radio, and I do not take that honor lightly. Don't take it for granted. I celebrate it, embrace it, and praise God for it. So I really look forward to our time together. Well, if you remember last year, we did the Merge Gospel Bible Study. Remember that community-wide Bible study? Well, we're doing another one, but we're going old school, Old Testament. That's right. We're going to be studying Genesis 1, 2, and 3. We're going to be doing this the first and third Friday, beginning Friday, February the 7th. We're going to be meeting at Judah Christian School, and we're going to be studying the first three chapters in the book of Genesis. Now, it's going to be hosted by Mark Burns and Pastor Jason, and again, we're going to be meeting at the Judah Christian School, 908 North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. It's going to be six sessions of Genesis 1, 2, and 3, and the registration is only $10, and that includes the sessions and the workbook as well. So again, the first session gets underway Friday, February the 7th. If you want to get more details, if you want to get registered, or just you have a couple of questions, feel free to give us a call. Karen's in the office today, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And looking at the Great News Radio event calendar, lots of great stuff coming up, Bible studies and such. And also, there's going to be a women's retreat on Saturday, February the 1st. It's entitled Deeper in Prayer, Higher in Praise. Women's retreat. It's a one-day retreat. It's going to be taking place at the New Horizon United Methodist Church in Champaign. Again, on Saturday, February the 1st at 8:30 in the morning and last until 4 o'clock. And they're going to have a special guest speaker, Netta Jackson. To find out more details on that, just visit newhorizonchurch.org or just give them a call, 217-722-2201, 217-722-2201. You can take a look at the entire list, by the way, at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on events. Whew, there you go. Hey, friend, when you and I became a Christ follower, when we turned around, did a 180, stopped pursuing the kingdom of darkness, and entered into his marvelous light, we became a new creation. The old has gone away and the new has come. Well, today for our devotion, we're going to be celebrating that today, how we no longer serve sin. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going to be studying from the book of Romans. In fact, Romans chapter 6 is going to be a great study today on being a new creation. That's coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
I heard an old story. Precious blood, atoning, and I repented of my sin.
and here we are. It is a new month and a new year, and today I want to celebrate that we are new creations, new creatures in Christ. And it's no longer sin that we serve, but it should be Christ. Amen. So if you have your Bible today, turn to Romans chapter 6. And while you're turning to Romans chapter 6, the first five chapters of Romans, Paul presented our need for justification and the basis on which we receive it, which is only faith in Christ. Now, beginning in chapter 6 of Romans, Paul stressed how the gospel impacts and empowers our daily living. We are no longer slaves to sin, but we serve a new master. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 6, and we're going to look at verses 8 through 18. It says, "Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God." Amen. That just gets me excited. "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourselves to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourselves to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace." Verse 15 says, "What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance." Oh, I love this part. "You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness." Praise God. Have you ever seen or read the book from C.S. Lewis, Chronicles of Narnia? It's about four kids who stumble into a world invaded by the White Witch. Now, Narnia is a land of splendor, but this domineering sorceress has cast a blanketing spell. Because of her, it is always winter and never Christmas. Now, C.S. Lewis's allegory captures the picture Paul painted in Romans. This world has lost its joy and sits helplessly under a curse. People are trudging along with invisible chains of inadequacy, doubt, guilt, anxiety, and fear. But God has broken Satan's curse. Did you hear that? The people of God may now run free. Through the love of Christ, we are more than conquerors. Now, does this imply that a Christian who gets up early and has good quiet times will always do good things? No. In the future, sin is extinct. In the present, it is not. In Abomination and Grace, Augustine explained the state of human beings this way. He says, "Before the fall, humans were able to sin. In Genesis 3, the tempter arrived and baited Adam and Eve with the fruit. They chose to listen, and they decided to disobey." He also said, "After the fall, humans were not able not to sin. After the fall, humans were not able not to sin. Adam and his offspring became damaged goods. No matter how much willpower they master, humanity cannot get it right." And he also said, "After salvation, humans are able not to sin. When Jesus died, he died to sin once for all. The tyranny of Satan has been abolished, and victory is now possible through the power of God." Do Christians still sin? Yes, but now we have the ability to overcome sin and grow in righteousness. We do not have to give in, and in the process, we will show the world our life-changing God. See, to be dead to sin means we no longer need to be controlled by our sin nature. A young woman once sent her pastor an email. She says, "Dear pastor, are we sinners or are we saints? I frequently hear fellow Christians refer to us just a bunch of sinners saved by grace. Is this biblical? And the young lady asked a question Paul sought to answer. While Christians are certainly saved by grace, grace is not a blank check for recklessness. Instead, grace should compel us, friend, to pursue holiness. Unfortunately, we are often unable to discern the difference between the lost and the saved. Sometimes some Christians get so caught up in the freedom that they sin, so caught up in the grace that they choose, hey, you know what? God's going to forgive me anyway, so let me just do this thing. And sometimes it's so messed up that we're unable to discern the difference between the believers and the unbelievers. You know, in 1993, I don't know if you remember this, a group of milk-producing marketeers developed a new advertising campaign, one with a simple slogan, "Got milk?" You remember that? It's still around these days, too. The idea was to plaster famous people on billboards with a foamy white mustache. The campaign took off. Sales increased. See, milk leaves a distinct mark. Gives you a nice little milk mustache. It leaves that distinct mark. So does salvation, friend. When a sinner becomes a saint, his life is no longer marked by sin. Salvation leaves a distinctible mark. You know, people have become so engaged by home improvement shows. Have you seen these? You start with a trashy old house, add a hint of colorful paint, throw in a few shelves, roll out some fresh carpet. Voila! The before and after is breathtaking. Far more dramatic and life-changing, friend, than any home makeover show is the dramatic change that has taken place through the cross of Christ. We have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. The old is gone and the new has come. According to Paul, all people are enslaved. We are either tied to sin or we are tied to God. It's one or the other. What happens at conversion is remarkable. The chains are switched from one taskmaster to another. Thankfully, our new master, Jesus Christ, is a loving and gracious one. The Lord calls us to trust in a body of truth. This is, in some sense, an act of self-surrender as we reject the lies of culture and focus our minds on the Word. We have many tools to help us focus on the Word. Here's just a few. Reading Scripture or memorizing it. Fill the mind with the hearty truth. Worshiping with other Christians lifts a discouraged heart and rekindles a love for God. Bowing before the Master in prayer places a person in a position to receive a reviving word from the Lord. Without a doubt, the road to discipline, to listen and obey the true Master, is a road that's, let's face it, friend, less traveled. But Paul encourages us to press on to righteousness and seek the heart of the Master. Friend, remember that you are a new creation, a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come. As we celebrate this new year, let's celebrate this new creation that we are. And let's become no longer slaves of sin, but let's become a slave of righteousness.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever taught me to say, it is rock, they shall be my side. The clouds be rolled back like a scroll. The trumpet will sound and the Lord will descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
Friend, when we become a new creation, we have the assurance that we are in the palm of His hand, and therefore it is well with our soul. That's Brandon Heath, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, and my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much just for letting me spend some time with you today, and you can find out more about this radio ministry at greatnewsradio.org. That's our website. You can find our contact information there, program guide, and ways to get a hold of us as well. Friend, coming up tomorrow morning, it's the Friday edition of Mark and Friends with Mark and Jason. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.